Fear of Missing Out. Afraid of missing out? You might have FOMO, by Sam Lund. Don't worry, there are many ways to get over FOMO. Here are a few ideas. Step 1, recognize it. When you start getting that FOMO feeling, step back for a moment. Realize that those feelings of insecurity, anxiety, and unhappiness are a product of FOMO, again, that's fear of missing out, and that they're not unusual. Step 2, make the choice to be present. Remind yourself that what you've committed to do is important, and think about why it makes you happy. Read Good, Better, Best by Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. It will help you remember that while lots of things are good, certain things are most important. Pray for Heavenly Father's help to overcome feelings of FOMO. Read these scriptures for strength: Isaiah 41:10, Psalm 46:1, D&C 6:33, and D&C 50:41. Think about whom you're helping by being present. Step 3, enjoy the blessings of keeping your commitments, such as feeling the Spirit and having peace and comfort, knowing you're doing what Heavenly Father wants you to be doing, getting closer to family and friends, gaining more confidence in making decisions, feeling happier while carrying out your commitments, and realizing what's most important in your life. Case study. Have you had one of these moments? Case 1. FHE is getting started, and while your parents are wrangling your siblings into the living room, you see on social media your two best friends are having fun at an awesome concert. Case 2. You went to a surprise party for your best friend, but a bunch of people are leaving early to go to another party that had a DJ and a swimming pool. Case 3. You glance at the clock at Mutual and realize that some of your friends are heading to the park to play basketball right about now. Case 4. You're running down the field at soccer practice thinking about how your family is at the movies without you, and then you trip over a clump of grass. What do you do in these cases? Option A. Post a selfie and brag about what you're doing right now. Option B, feel slightly hurt and left out, but don't say anything. Option C, complain about it and check your phone obsessively. Or option D, don't worry about it. You're happy with what you're doing. If you picked option D, which was don't worry about it, you're happy with what you're doing, you're on the right track. But whatever you picked, your future FOMO has a cure. Keep reading. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said, "Do not take counsel from fear." Much has been said about how fear of missing out, or FOMO, as it is often referred to, can make it difficult for us to appreciate our current circumstances and environments. This is especially true as people tend to share only the best parts of their family lives and careers with us on social media. I invite you to embrace what the Lord has blessed you with and to act in faith. Do not take counsel from your fears. To not take counsel from our fears simply means that we do not permit fear and uncertainty to determine our course in life, to affect negatively our attitudes and behavior, to influence improperly our important decisions, or to divert or distract us from all in this world that is virtuous, lovely, or of good report. To not take counsel from our fears means that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ overrules our fears, and that we press forward with a steadfastness in Him. To not take counsel from our fears means that we trust in God's guidance, assurance, and timing in our lives. I promise each of us can and will be blessed with direction, protection, and lasting joy as we learn to not take counsel from our fears. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. End of the article, Fear of Missing Out, by Sam Lund. Read by Wes Nelson.